WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, welcome back to Fortitude First. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let's be honest, we all have that one goal, whether it's fitting into those jeans from last summer or just feeling a little lighter on our feet. But here's the thing. Weight loss isn't just about crunches and kale smoothies, it's also about your mindset. Ever feel like you're constantly battling cravings, making impulsive choices, or getting derailed by stress eating? That's where mindfulness comes in. Today, we're diving into how these ancient practices can help you navigate those tricky emotional eaters and actually achieve lasting weight loss. Think of it as a mental workout for your waistline. Ready to level up? Let's go. First things first, mindfulness isn't about becoming some Zen master meditating on a mountaintop. It's simply about paying attention to the present moment, your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without judgment. Think of it as training your brain to be aware, like having a superpowered internal GPS for your cravings and emotional triggers. Number 1. Mindful eating. Imagine this. You're savoring every bite of that delicious meal, noticing the textures, the aromas, the flavors. You're eating slowly, chewing thoroughly, and actually tasting your food instead of mindlessly shoveling it down. This simple act can make a huge difference. Studies show mindful eaters tend to eat less overall because they're more in tune with their body's fullness cues. Number 2. Identify your triggers. We all have them: stress, boredom, sadness, even that late night Netflix binge. What sends you reaching for the cookie jar? Once you know your triggers, you can start to develop healthier coping mechanisms. Instead of reaching for that sugary snack, try taking a walk, calling a friend, or practicing some deep breathing exercises. Number 3. Be kind to yourself. Weight loss is a journey, not a race. There'll be ups and downs, slip-ups, and maybe even a few days where you just want to order pizza and binge-watch reality TV guilty. But remember, every day is a fresh start. Don't beat yourself up over mistakes, simply acknowledge them, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Number 4. Practice gratitude. This might sound a little cheesy, but seriously, gratitude can work wonders for your mindset and overall well-being. Take some time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, your health, your loved ones, a delicious cup of coffee. This simple act can shift your focus away from what you lack and towards what you have, leading to greater happiness and contentment. And number 5. Celebrate your successes. Big or small, acknowledge every win along the way. You finally made it through that tough workout. Awesome. You resisted that tempting dessert at dinner? High five. Celebrate these victories to stay motivated and keep the momentum going. Alright, let me paint you a picture. You're at work, deadlines are looming, your boss is breathing down your neck, and suddenly the vending machine starts calling your name with its siren song of sugary snacks. Sound familiar? Here's where mindfulness kicks in. Instead of automatically grabbing that candy bar, take a moment to pause. Breathe deeply. Recognize the stress you're feeling. Ask yourself, am I truly hungry or am I just craving comfort? Now choose a healthier alternative, maybe grab some fruit from your desk drawer, take a quick walk outside for some fresh air, or simply drink a glass of water. Remember, mindfulness is like a muscle, the more you use it, the stronger it gets. So keep practicing those techniques, be patient with yourself, and celebrate every step you take towards a healthier, happier you. So there you have it, 5 powerful ways to leverage mindfulness for lasting weight loss success. It's not just about what you eat, but also how you think, feel, and react to the world around you. Remember, this isn't a fad diet or a quick fix, this is about building sustainable habits that last a lifetime. Ready to level up your self-awareness and crush those weight loss goals? Then take action today. Start by incorporating just one of these mindfulness techniques into your daily routine. You might be surprised at the difference it makes. And don't forget to share your experiences with me on social media, I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep that fortitude strong and remember, you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.